You are listening to a Tech Vibe Radio podcast powered by Huntington Bank. Hey, this is Jonathan Kirsting with Tech Vibe Radio and the Pittsburgh Technology Council, hanging out with our Tech Vibe Radio podcast series with SDLC partners. And it's been a while since we've had a conversation with these guys.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited about what we're talking about today. It's going to be all about women in technology, not just in Pittsburgh, but obviously around the world. And I think for a very long period of time, we've been often forgetting that, you know, women are more than half the population here, but they're not represented in the workforce that way, unfortunately, and especially in the tech world, where we need every sharp mind that we can get. And so I'm just really happy to see a focus on getting more women into the tech industry, and especially into leadership roles where big impact can be made. And so having this conversation with SDLC is going to be a lot of fun. And we have Catherine Huber returning back, who's no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio. Catherine,
that's
always
right.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
As far as that goes. And we have Kim Reed hanging out with us.
Hi.
First time on our podcast,
right.
If I'm not mistaken. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad
We're
to
excited.
Have you here. So Kim, what's your background real quick? What's your title at SDLC?
So I'm a senior manager at SDLC.
Okay.
And my background is in technology. So I have a
bachelor's
and master's in technology. And that's why I'm kind of passionate about women in technology.
Most definitely. Yeah. What got you interested in technology?
I think I always, from being a kid, I was interested in how things worked and putting things together, and it just clicked in my head.
Definitely. So, was there some point in your life where, I know, like, a lot of times they're women or girls, should I say, when they're interested, but then they're kind of like, you don't really want to explore that.
Mm-hmm.
You should be more about
this.
So, I mean, obviously, was there someone in your life that kind of kept that fire stoked and kept you after that?
I think I'm not traditional.
Okay.
I actually didn't. I worked first and then went back and got my bachelor's, my master's, and realized I'm kind of good at this technology thing.
That's
I
what I'm talking
do
about.
That.
So maybe that'll inspire some folks listening to this, because it's never too late, right?
No, for sure.
To go back and say, no, actually, I've been interested in this. I'm going to go back and get the right skills and then build on that.
That's right.
That's
learning.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And I have two daughters, so I'm really focused on that with them. So
definitely.
They're interested in STEM already, so that's good.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so, Catherine, your background at SDLC.
Yeah. So at SDLC, I lead our consulting services group, and I'm also the head of HR. So started SDLC.
You need one less title. I'm sorry. That sounds like two separate jobs to me.
Yeah. I'm bringing it together.
Yes, you are.
So started about 8 years ago leading the HR and recruiting team, and then that's evolved a little bit as the organization has evolved. And I think one of the things about the focus on women in technology has been, as we were here last time on the podcast, talking about the war for talent.
Exactly.
And that's one of the areas that we're struggling in, and we've noticed that we just don't see a lot of female candidates.
It's awful. No, it drives me nuts. Like,
exactly.
I mean, I go to many of our member companies, and you're walking through, and you see all these guys coding away, and you're like, well, where are the women here?
Yes.
It's like this. There's something missing as far as that goes.
100%.
And before we begin that conversation, just so our listeners know, SDLC Partners, always been one of my favorite companies here in Pittsburgh, because I've literally watched them grow from 4 people to like 500 over the past like 15 years, which has been just an amazing story. But give us the kind of the key deets on all things SDLC.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, been around for 15 years, focused for the majority of our time here and locally with clients in Pittsburgh. We really focus on providing customized digital solutions.
Right.
And we've got a couple key partners in the Pittsburgh area that we work with. Everything from some, you know, individual and small team consulting engagements to large scale outsourced overhaul of, let's say, something like their portals environment. So anything that they're doing digitally with their own internal teams or their clients, we help support that.
Very cool. Very cool. And go to SDLCpartners.com. You can check
absolutely.
It out more, because there's a lot on the site and some great stuff.
We've spent the last 2 years really evolving our services strategy, and we've even done some reorganization in the firm to focus on that. So that's really how, I was mentioning, my role evolved to more of the consulting services.
That's why you have two titles.
That's right. The constant evolution. So we've really built up our solutions department.
We need to get Kim a second title, too.
Yeah, exactly. I can work on that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because I think the problem is she has 4 right now.
Yeah.
You need to get her down to 2.
Exactly.
Something tells me she's multitasking.
Yes, she does.
A little bit.
Very cool. So let's just, jump into this, just broadly speaking. I mean,
sure.
Is it maybe been in the past 5 years where there's kind of been this general spotlight we've been kind of seeing just you know, internationally, nationally, just simply recognizing that, A, there's this war for talent. And on top of that there's no women in tech. It's mm-hmm. just, there's just this absolute lack of women in tech. So maybe fill us in some key deets around that.
Well, from my perspective, I agree. It's probably been about the last 4 or 5 years. What we've noticed when we're, again, in that hiring mode and we're out at either college campuses or different events, PTC events, looking for talent, I think one of the things that we've noticed is just not enough citizens actually also in the tech industry. And so we're very supportive and very passionate about our, you know, foreign national folks in tech. But that was one of the things where STEM activities locally for STEM involvement started to peak, because I think that was the challenge.
Right. That makes sense.
It's, you know, expensive and there are challenges in the immigration, you know, laws of today. So that's what I think started it, to say, oh, we're not doing enough to encourage folks in 6th, 7th, 8th grade to get interested in STEM. And then I think the focus then on women came even beyond that to
Makes
say,
sense.
Yeah, we're not seeing enough citizens, but we're also seeing not enough folks early enough in their school age getting interested in STEM to be able to have those careers down the line.
Exactly, because these are the types of things where it's not just like, hey, I can get that job if I do something
right.
for 6 months. Like, no, you need a background. So there is this long kind of ramp to get into it. And so you have to have this long-term view that if we're really going to be solving this thing systemically, we got to start when mm-hmm. kids are young, and when you have your daughters,
yes.
who, when they show these sparks of being interested in something around anything computer science, you try to make those embers turn to a fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in middle school, that's where we lose girls in math. Mm-hmm. That's where they say, I'm not good at math.
Oh, you know,
and you have to
me.
Say, oh, yes, you are.
You're fine at math.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Maybe it's not being explained the right way, or let's take an extra minute, mm-hmm. right? Because they're not always the ones that raise their hands in the classroom.
Because from an early age, they're conditioned to be quiet and not speak up. And also, I think boys and girls learn differently as well,
Absolutely.
Too. And so the way they're taught may not click with the way their brain processes things. Like, I didn't realize there's like different ways of doing multiplication and things like there's like a Russian way of doing things. And like the way it's just like, wait, so you, wow. So
I'm relearning third grade math right now, actually.
It can be difficult sometimes.
It's a little difficult. I got to refresh the brain.
That's right.
But I think locally, Pittsburgh started to sponsor some STEM events.
Definitely.
And it was probably about 4 years ago that they had a Girls in Tech event.
Yes.
And that was one of the first things that SDLC participated in.
Absolutely.
And that really got us more focused. And this is a real challenge, because to Kim's point, that's what we heard when we interacted with girls, and it was middle school age, that, you know, well, what do you do in technology? So they're not even getting education in terms of what type of career they could have.
Need some context to
exactly.
it. Which is why I always thought it was interesting. I know the Pittsburgh Tech Council back in the day, we kind of hung out with and quasi-sponsored like a Lego League, robotics Lego League team. I think it was girls that were like in the 4th and 5th grade or something like that. But the idea was like, you're learning, girls, but you have no idea that you're learning. You're just having fun, but you're actually learning, actually seeing the application of STEM to have something cool like a robot do something and be in a competition and show that, no, it's good to compete and it's good to get ideas and work as a group, so you learn the group skills. So I always thought that was really cool as a way to inspire, but to me, it always seemed like that's just, it's not really enough. Like, they need to multiply that times like 100,000 probably.
Yeah, they're not getting enough exposure about what really technology is all about.
That's right.
Exactly. So being able to show the real world applications, which is why when we do our STEM summit here at the Pittsburgh Tech Council, we love taking them to the offices of like SDLC or taking them to Duolingo or to Google, so they can actually see the like, wow, so the things I'm learning in school now are going to translate into me working in teams that are solving like language problems and all types of crazy stuff. The idea that really science and math, it's all behind everything we do.
Yep.
We actually had a really cool speaker, Tony DeRose. He was a former Pixar like exec, and he has this thing called Pixar in a Box. And to me, this is like, actually, I wanted to take the Pixar in a Box thing because it was actually showing like, it's, you know, kids, I think, from like age like 7 to like through high school, how much math goes into making a Pixar movie. That when you do animation, there's math, that there's all these different skills that you need to learn if you want to do something like that. And as a kid, like you want to build video games, you want to build movies, things like that.
That's
wait a second. I do need to learn quadratic equations, I guess.
You know? That's great.
Exactly.
So, and then the other part that we see now is we're seeing more things like around just taking women who are maybe mid-career or just beginning a career and being able to really rally around them and support them and entering into tech and being successful at it, like things like Red Chair Pittsburgh and various things like that, which are really important. Yeah. What are you guys doing in that regard?
We have a red chair.
You do?
Yeah, sure do.
We had one in our lobby for a while too, but it went somewhere. I don't know. I think maybe someone was borrowing it or something.
Get that chair. I hope that's not the one we have.
I think someone took it to change a light bulb somewhere and they didn't bring it back, but I digress.
Yeah. So we do work with Julia Pepping too, with Red Chair, and she came to our kickoff event that we had. So she was on our panel. And that's something I've been involved with now for a few years. But the idea is women leave tech jobs mid-career at twice the rate of men.
Absolutely.
And so I know that's her focus. And I know that as we've started some of our mentoring things that SDLC has and even the Women in Tech event, I had so many people come up to me afterwards and said, I've never had a female manager. I'm shocked that they're, I didn't know these things.
That like
they
sense.
Learned a lot from our session, the difference
cool.
between mentoring and sponsorship and all of those things that we
all
don't always
together.
Talk about.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the key focus areas for us, for our SDLC Women in Technology program, which Kim is spearheading. It was her idea. She brought it from another organization that she had been with.
Stop real quick, because this is interesting.
Yeah.
I love this. So you had this idea,
yeah.
and you go to management and say, hey, this is important. And they're like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. You want to build this thing, which is like what the fifth thing that she's probably getting,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So that's cool. Tell us about that you saw this and you actually were thought enough and knew that at a place like SDLC, you could raise this as something that you want to get behind and then get behind you.
That's what's so amazing, right? Yeah. I just had lunch with Catherine and said, hey, I have an idea.
It doesn't take much. Lunch, I'm good.
She even bought, so it was really perfect,
good
right?
Good idea. Something you want to do, and she bought you lunch.
That's right. It was perfect.
Catherine, you're okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I try.
For sure. So I had the idea. I knew we had done it in my last company. It was pretty successful. It got women involved and engaged and connected.
Yeah.
It was a global company, so all over the world. And we also have people from, different parts of the world. So bringing that together, I think I had been there just a few months and I realized there is really a need.
Mm-hmm.
I would see women get talked over in meetings. They weren't engaged.
Totally.
They would come to me afterwards and say, I had an idea, but I didn't want to say it in the meeting. And I thought, oh, why are you doing that? You should need to speak up.
Yeah.
So I thought there was a big need to get that.
That's awesome.
Get that.
I love that. You're seeing the need. You go to Catherine. She's like, yeah, we got to do something. They empower you to then spin this up, which leads to this kickoff event that you guys just had.
Yeah.
So tell us about the event.
Yeah, so it's been probably about six to 8 months since Kim initially brought the idea forward.
Okay.
And like some of the other things, like the hackathon, Jonathan, I know you're really, you see those events that we've had and follow those. Another employee-led idea, so
exactly.
another opportunity that we said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's run with it.
Do it.
Kim needs support, so we really put the opportunity for other female employees to get behind Kim and work on this as a team.
What a great way to set a tone
exactly
in the office and really show that we're standing behind this.
Yeah, whoever wants to participate and be involved, join up. We put together a vision, a mission. Mm-hmm. We put together some action plans. We built a budget for this year. And this was one of the main things that we wanted to do as early as possible in 2020 to really kick off the event and show all the things that the team has been working on so far. And it's tough for us, I think, to get participation in the middle of the day. We are very client-focused.
And
the majority of our employees are focused on their client engagements. But we had over 75 people standing room only.
They believe in it. They want to be a part of it. That's cool.
And a lot of male allies. So we had a lot of our senior executive team and other just peers, males at all different levels.
That would just
be
awful if the men did not show up and it's like, wait a second,
so
now we're creating clubs.
Yeah, well, that's something we emphasize constantly. It's male allies. So CMU, I was at a session where we talked about, what it's like for women. Women can't do this alone. We need male allies.
Well, I think I'm so glad you brought that point up because it's not an us versus them thing at all. And if anyone's going to treat it that way, it's like, just please leave
the
building.
It's the tide rising.
Yeah, it's like we're all coming together on this because the one thing that I keep, the older I get, the more I keep learning is the more people I hang out with and work with, like the better it gets just because you have different minds just solving problems in different ways. And the idea is it gives me the best, brightest mind as you can. Let's solve a lot of problems and make a little money while we're at it too.
And the interesting, the interesting thing about that is I had a few of the men mention to me, I didn't really think that we had a problem. I feel like we have a lot of women at SDLC. LLC. Mm-hmm. And that was actually something that Audrey mentioned to me right around the time, maybe a little bit before Kim brought the idea to me, because even though I know it's hard to attract, I kind of felt the same thing, like, well, I think we do have quite a few women in SDLC. And when we shared our percentage with Audrey, she was blown away. So we were at 31% female employees, and the industry is 25%.
Really?
And so we sort of didn't realize that maybe we were doing something that was working, you know, some of the other things that we do as an organization. And so when Kim brought the idea, it clicked for me as well to say, maybe it's more important not only to focus on finding talent and bringing in women, but nurturing the ones that we have.
That's the important part. I mean, you can get them in there, and that's great, but that's just the first step. I mean, now the hard work begins, where you got to make sure they're engaged
and growing.
They're growing and helping to move the company forward and everything. And then hopefully being like you and being passionate about it and then trying to keep spreading it as far as that goes.
So the men were a little bit surprised, and then they said, oh, okay, I get it now. What can we do to continue on the trend that we've been on to hire, you know, hire as many women as we have been, but even make that better, but also what can we do to make an impact in the Pittsburgh community?
For sure. Yeah, at the Tech Council, we're 75% women.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is
awesome. We have 20 people. There's only 4 guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Seriously. I mean, we're skewing some numbers here.
This is why there's so much creativity.
Well, it's hilarious because as we hired people, it's just like we don't ever get any male candidates for a lot of things.
Wow.
It's just
interesting.
We're trying to figure out what's going on, and we're like, we got no problems with that, you know. We just find it really odd because it seems to be the reverse of what a lot of other companies kind of do. Mm-hmm. And so we're believer in it too.
absolutely.
So what's in the future? Anything new that's going to be coming up as you continue to grow and build this?
Yeah,
thing?
So we're building on our roadmap, and we have a lot of ideas for internal events, things that we want to do, like training, coaching for the ladies that are inside SDLC, and then recruiting. Catherine's team, they are already doing a lot to bring new students and engage with the university. So we're going to just foster that, bring the red chair along with us wherever we go, right? So those are some, you know, internal, external, and lots of social media so we can kind of get the word out about what we're doing, right?
And one of the things also in the community, capitalizing on some of the STEM events, as we mentioned, that are going on, and really, again, focusing on the younger girls in that middle school age.
Totally.
So we've done a few speaking engagements in a couple middle schools, some high school events as well. So really leveraging the females that are really passionate about the SDLC Women in Technology program and getting them out talking to the girls. Because I think that was one of the other things, that if it's just the recruiting team or, you know, if it's just some senior leaders, they're not really feeling that connection.
You get the folks that are in the trenches every day to really talk about, this is what I do every day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we'll be focused on that for this year as well.
So you're hitting all fronts. You're going to be super busy because you're also serving a bunch of clients and solving some tough problems at the same time. So
we like to be busy.
So let's get you out of here because you have stuff to do. Enough of this already.
That's right.
I'm feeling bad for keeping you here as long as I have. No, this is fantastic stuff. It's always just, I love having these conversations. I'm hoping people listen.
They're important.
They get a little inspired by it and start doing the same things that you're doing. And anyway, they want to link up with you. I'm sure obviously you want to work with other companies as well too, because this is like one of those things, all tides rise here.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day. When SDLC is doing well, so are your competitors and anybody else that's in the tech
that's
field
as
far as that goes.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
And SDLCpartners.com, check you guys out, because like I said, great place. Like I said, for 15 years I've been watching you guys go straight up, man, in a really cool way. So anyhow, so glad you listened to this Tech Vibe Radio podcast in the Huntington Bank podcast studio. This has been Jonathan Kirsten with the Pittsburgh Tech Council and, of course, Tech Vibe Radio. You are listening to a Tech Vibe Radio podcast powered by Huntington Bank.